Hey y'all, this is Cowboy Rob with the first ever episode of the Everything Podcast from 90.7 WPSR. In this series, we'll go through stories from artists to sports to movies. So let's get started. Hey y'all, welcome to the music section of this episode. And for today, we'll go through my favorite genre of music, which is the countryside. First up, Blake Shelton is the executive producer for a new Hallmark movie. Time for Her to Come Home for Christmas marks the sixth installment of the popular movie franchise, inspired by Shelton's holiday tune, Time for Me to Come Home for Christmas. The country music superstars teased the official trailer on social media. This movie premieres on Thursday, November 30th on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries as part of the network's Miracles of Christmas event, Cowgirl Hall of Fame. The rising country music star and CMA Entertainer of the Year was celebrated during the 47th annual induction ceremony in Fort Worth, Texas last week. She was awarded the Patsy Montana Entertainer Award, which celebrates female entertainers who have represented the traditional cowgirl in film, television, music, writing, and theater. Previous award winners include Emilio Harris, Jessie the Cowgirl from Toy Story, and Faith Hill. Also, Morgan Wallen is wrapping up the 2023 Billboard Music Awards in Atlanta with an impressive 11 wins, where Wallen performed his fan-favorite track, 98 Braves, to celebrate the occasion. Next, Dolly Parton's newly released Rockstar album is the number one selling album of the week, according to Billboard. Finally, Dylan Scott has the number one song on country radio with the song You Can't Have Mine. Alrighty guys, and that will do it for the music section. Let's go to the next. Alrighty, so welcome to the sports section of this episode. With it being in the middle of the NFL season, I thought I would give you my picks for the Week 13 NFL games. But first, here are some people's picks for their favorite teams.
I'm here with
Johnny.
And who's your favorite NFL team?
The Cleveland Browns.
Who do you think will win, the Cleveland Browns or the Los Angeles Rams?
Rams, probably.
And I can go with your favorite team?
They suck, kind of, I'm gonna be honest, but we're on the come up, which is Rams are also, you know, good. So I got faith in the Rams, but I ain't saying that we're going to get blown out. We might, you know, Cinderella story this game, but we got to look at the stats. Stats are going to say Rams win. Can't beat stats.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty, guys. So on Thursday night, we have the Seattle Seahawks and the Dallas Cowboys, and they'll be at Dallas on Thursday. I think I will really go for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, they've been on a hot streak. It sucks they don't get a hosted game in Dallas because they're better than some of the other teams, but just because they have the Philadelphia in their division really sucks for them. Next up on Sunday, we have Indy at Tennessee. And I think that's a tough match. They're both, like, evenly skilled. I would probably have to go with the Titans with this one just because I have Derrick Henry on my fantasy team. Next up is the Chargers at New England. And I would say the Chargers. Like, New England's been struggling. Once they lost Brady, I feel like it's been downhill for them. And the Chargers, they have Austin Eckler, and they have a really good quarterback. So that will go well for them. Detroit at the Saints. And I think that the Saints are going to win. Like, I know Detroit is a really big powerhouse, but I think the Saints can come through and make a comeback and perform an upset. Next is Atlanta at the Jets. And now the Jets have really sucked, but so does Atlanta. So and Aaron Rodgers has been coming through. So maybe, I don't know. I'd probably go Atlanta because they have that first-rounder RB that's been doing really good for them. Next up is Carolina at Tampa. That's an easy one. Carolina has sucked this year. Miami at Washington. Now, Miami's a powerhouse with offense, and I don't think that'll stop. So I think they'll win at Washington. Next is Denver at Houston. Now, Denver has been on a win streak, but also Houston is being really good once they got C.J. Stroud. And I'll probably say I think C.J. Stroud will come through and take Houston to a win there. Next is Cleveland at L.A. against the Rams. And I would say, I don't know, Cleveland's been doing pretty good, but also, I think they've, if I remember correctly, they've lost their quarterback. So I feel like the Rams will probably come through with their players. So I'm not sure. I think it might be a defensive matchup there, because I don't think either both of their offense are strong enough to bring home a win. And the 49ers at Philly, that's a tough game. That's like the two, that's a top two, like, highest levels there. They have the best records in the NFC. So I would say, you know, I think since Jason Kelce is retiring, Philly's trying to keep a win and take him to the Super Bowl. So I'm going to say Philly. Next is Chiefs at the Packers. No, I would say probably the Chiefs. Like, because the Packers, I mean, they used to be a good team, and they're doing pretty good. But they're not as strong as they were when they had Aaron. Alrighty, and on Monday night is Cincinnati at Jacksonville. I'm going to go Jacksonville here. Cincinnati could have won if they didn't lose Joe Burrow. Alrighty, and teams with byes are the Buffalo Bills, Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders, Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants, and the Baltimore Ravens. Alrighty guys, welcome to the movie section of this episode. And will Robert Downey Jr. don his red and gold Iron Man armor for another round? And the verdict here is a resounding yes. Iron Man 4 is in the cards for Marvel heroes. Today on The Ellen Show, Robert Downey Jr. teased the upcoming discussions about the Marvel Cinematic Universe continue. I know there's going to be a bunch more Marvel movies, he said. And there's have big ideas of how to do it best. And, you know, we're in the middle of a negotiation. But he couldn't stay quiet, because when asked directly, he said yes. Yes, there'll be an official Iron Man 4. And yes, Robert Downey Jr. is in discussion to reappear as billionaire, playboy, philanthropist Tony Stark. Alrighty, for the next section is the top 10 section. This is where we'll go through a top 10 and respond to them. Now, most of the older generation watched this show, and I did when I was growing up. The show is MASH. Now, this show had a vast amount of reoccurring characters, characters that would show up a lot, but were not enough to be main characters. And according to Collider, the top 10 are Colonel Sam Flagg, that appeared in season 227 as the number one. And he was a good character. I wouldn't say he's my favorite reoccurring character. And then next is Major Sidney Freedman, appeared in seasons 2 to 11. I feel like he was my favorite one. He was a really good one. I feel like if we flip those two, that'd be a perfect list. Next is Rosie for number 3, and appeared through seasons 3 to 10. That was a good choice. Alrighty, for the number 4 spot, you have Sergeant Luther Rizzo, appeared in seasons 8 to 11. Next, for number 5, is Lieutenant Kelly Yamoto, appeared in seasons 2 to 11. Next is Sergeant Zemo Zale, appeared in seasons 2 to 8. Number 7 is Nurse Margie Cutler, appeared in season 1. Number 8 is a PA announcer, appeared in seasons 1 to 11. I feel like that should be higher. Also, number 9 is Lieutenant Ginger Ballas, appeared in seasons 1 to 5. And finally, Private Igmore Strangmaski, appeared in seasons 2 to 11. Alrighty, and that'll do it for us. Thank you guys for listening to the Everything Podcast. I will see y'all next week. And in the meantime, tune in on 90.7 WPSR, Evansville's Real Variety.